Okay, we are on Chaf Aleph of the Beis on the last line. So what are we talking about here? So we have Machlokas between Rabbi Yavohu and Chizkiyah. What is the source of Isser Han? What is the source that Chametz is Asr Bahana? Chizkiyah was the first opinion. He had said it's based on the fact that the Torah says Lo Yeachel Chametz Lashon Nifal Lo Yeachel Chametz Chametz Shana Biin Lo Yehei Bo Heter Achila. It's a specific limud by Chametz. But Rabbi Yavohu has more of a general statement. Rabbi Yavohu says that we learn that anytime it says the verb Aleph Chaf Lamed, Lo Ye'achel, or Lo Yochlu, or Lo Tochal, any of those verbs includes Isser Hana, unless the Torah goes out of its way to tell you that it's Mutter Bahana. And therefore, by Pesach, obviously, it uses one of those Lashonos. How do you know that? So we had one possibility ready. How do you know? By Nevela, because the Pasuk says by Nevela, don't eat Nevela, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, and then it has to go out of its way to tell you that, but you're allowed to do these things with Nevela. What do you mean? Of course, it only says not to eat. Ah, it must be, says Rabbi Yavohu, that the pashtus, the simple understanding that we're supposed to take from any lashon of lo sochal is even asr b'hana'ah, unless the Torah mathers it. Fine. So then we ask, though, that according to Rabbi Meir, who says that he quoted Rabbi Yavohu, quoted a brisa. So according to Rabbi Meir's version of the brisa, that the heter is you got to do anything with it. You got to do anything to a ger and anything to a guy, then it's fine. You understand that this is a good limud to call a tzara kula. But if you say that, like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the pasuk is coming specifically to teach me a chiddush that for a ger toshav, you're allowed to be no saint it, and for a guy, you're only allowed to be mocher it. So then maybe this pasuk is not a good limud to call a tzara kula. Maybe he's coming to teach me the specific chiddush, that chiddush of you cannot give it to a non-Jew or you can't give it to a non-Jew or be mocher it to a ger toshav. So that can't be a good limud. So now we're stuck. We're looking for another makar. Where does Rabbi Yavohu know this principle and call it tzara kula? That whenever it says lo sochal, it is aser bahna, unless the Torah goes out of its way to matir. So last line, nafgalei mila kelef tashlichodoso. Another pasuk by Nevela, but this is not only Nevela. This is by Nevela and Trefa. So the difference between a Nevela and a Trefa. A Nevela means an animal that did not get a shechita. It died without shechita. Trefa means it got a shechita, but there was some kind of psul. It had a hole in his lung. It had something. That's a trefa. It's a nice lumdus what the relationship is, not for now. The relationship between Nevela and a trefa. They say that was Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah drasha. Right? The relationship between Nevela and trefa. Usually now we talk about bar mitzvah boys becoming bar mitzvah during the Omer. Right? That's today's the hot topic. But I guess Nevela trefa, at least in the Soleichik family, was the topic of choice then. So says Nafgalei Milakelev Tashlichonoso. So you learn it from the pasuk that you should throw this meat, this nevela trefa, to the dogs. So the Torah again goes out of its way. We have the pasuk earlier that it says lo sochal, you can't eat any of it, and then it says you can throw it to the dogs. So says the Gemara, osoat the mashlich lekelev, v'yet the mashlich lekelev kol iser shabat Torah. This iser hana, you're allowed to throw to the dogs, but you're not allowed to throw to the dogs any iser shabat Torah. So that's the makar, same similar makar to nevela trefa, but a different pasuk of heter. So you can emphasize that this is the pasuk by trefa. Rashi points out here that what's the emphasis of the word osoat the mashlich lekelev? This sounds like it's darshing the word oso. Why isn't it just the din itself? The din itself that you could give it to a dog, not an extra word of a limud. So Rashi says, no, you have to darshan oso besides just the din itself. Because just this pasuk itself, give it to the dogs, you might say, that's not coming to teach me the heter of an iser hana. That's coming to tell me the medrash that we all know that the dogs got schar for what they did at Yetzias Mitzrayim. The dogs kept quiet, so for eternity, you should throw them pieces of meat. Right, so that's what we're learning from the pasuk. So if without an extra word, so you would say that this can't be a limud for kol tzara kula. You're just learning the idea of l'yechmas kelev l'shono. The dogs didn't bark, thus they received the reward for eternity of getting meat. So therefore, Rashi, that's why it's a double limud. It's not just the din itself, which teaches me that idea of the dogs getting the schar, but it's dafka the extra word oso to teach me oso this you're allowed to throw to the dogs and not iser of kol tzara kula. That's the emphasis of the word oso. Continues the Gemara of Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir do with the word oso? Because Rabbi Meir learns the heter of Nevela and Trefa from what we did yesterday. He says they're not midafka to a ger to a guy. So he doesn't need oso to teach me this. So Rabbi Meir learns it as follows. Oso at the mashlach lekelev. This you're allowed to get hana from. But you're not allowed to throw to the dogs, meaning you're not allowed to get benefit from chulin shenishchatu ba'azara, right? Some type of chulin animal, non-kanshim, that you shechted in the azara. We'll talk about that in a minute more. That there's an isser, we'll speak about what level of isser, there's an isser to shecht an animal that's not a carbon in the azara, just like there's an isser of shchute chutz, you're not allowed to take an animal, a carbon, and shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, just the opposite also is usser. You're not allowed to take an animal of chulin and shecht it inside the base of Mikdash. And that, so there's no other makar, l'chora, that after you shecht it, it becomes usser. So Rabbi Meir says, that's what it's coming to teach me, that it's usser b'hana'ah, to benefit from chulin shenishchatu ba'azara. Not only is it usser to shecht it, but it's usser to get benefit from it after you shecht it. Rameir knows it anyway because it's not nevela.
Everything else,
I think Rabbi Gilligan and Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with that question a little bit. Right, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with that question. Why do you need it to be included? But I think the answer something like that. Not exactly. I think the answer is that he's coming to teach me that this is. Again, your question is that.
Rameir said yesterday that since Nevela.
Nevela is the only market that has the heter, everything else is usser. Everything else is usser. But how do you know this is in that category?
Everything's in that category.
But Chul Shishu Bazar, maybe it's what? Kosher meat is not in that category?
No, anything
usser Bachila. How do you know any? This is usser Bachlal. Even usser Bachila, how do you know? You don't know any. You might not know any isser, as we're going to have a machlokas about that in a minute. So this might be, you could say that this is in the category of what we may have learned from the other pasuk. You wouldn't have known that it's in that category up until now. The Idach, and the, just look at the Kanjit, and what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, or Chizkiah, right, Chizkiah's other Shita, how does he know this halacha, that Chulish Shishchad Dubazara is Asr? You know what? He doesn't hold of it. The Idach, Chulish Shishchad Dubazara, Lav Da'oraisa. It's not Da'oraisa. What does that mean, it's not Da'oraisa? Rashi here says, Chul Shishu Bazara, look down, the Asiri Bahana'a, Lav Da'oraisa. The fact that it's Asir Bahana'a, that's Da'oraisa, that's Rashi. Tosfos says even further. Tosfos Chul Shishu Bazara says, he says, you look at the other sources, it sounds like it's not even Asir Ba'achila. Right, if you look at other Gemaras, that it's, okay, it's Asir Deshecht. But it's not Asr Bachila, it's not Asr Bana. Right, that's Bachlokas, you have to do Rashi and Tosas. There's other Rashis elsewhere, thinking about Azara, I don't remember where, that Rashi seems to say that's not even Asr Lishchot, Da'oraisa. This is Drabanan. So, the question how you understand it. But either way, he rejects that idea, so you don't need a mucker for it. Fine. There is a discussion of a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilcha Shechita. Interesting, the Rambam does not count the separate lav of Chulin Shishchot Da'oraisa. That already starts tipping us off what his shita is. Does that quote a separate laugh? But then the Rambam writes in Hilcha Shechita Perek Beis, where he talks about this isser. You could shecht an animal anywhere in the world, except for in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sorry, before we do this Rambam, I just wanted to mention one idea. Where does Rabbi Meir, another Rashi, Rabbi Meir says, you learn from this pasuk of Treifa that Chul Shishchut Bazara is Asr. Maha Kesher between those halachas? Out of all the things in the world, Chul Shishchut Bazara, you learn that from the pasuk of Treifa? You know, Maha Kesher, how can you learn that? So says Rashi, how to read the Gemara. Rashi says, because the Gemara in Chulin Darshan from the word Shreifa to include Hoshit Ha'ubar as Yado B'Sha Shechita. If the fetus of the animal stretches out its hand, B'Sha Shechita, before the animal is fully shechted, so that is Asr Mishum Shreifa. Because the Shreifa not only includes an animal that has a psul in its guf, but any animal that went Chutz L'Mechitzaso, that went out of its section, out of its place where it's supposed to be in the world. That's what you learn from that pasuk of Treifa. The Uber Chutz L'Mechitzaso outside of the mother. So says Rashi, that's the extension here. Chul Shishchut Bazara is also animals shechted not in its proper place. The Mechitza, the place of Chulin, is anywhere in the world outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the connection. That's how we could darshan this pasuk, because that's the assumption of the Gemara is that anything that's chutz l'mechitzaso is in the world of this pasuk. So just like the uber shehoshet yado, so that's how you could darshan chul shishchut bazar. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. Back to the Rambam. Says the Rambam Hilcha Shechita, you can check anywhere in the world except in the azara. Aval hachulin asur l'shachlin bazara, bein behema, bein chaya, bein of. Exception, he quotes psukim to back him up. And then the Rambam says, v'lo behema chaya belvad, and this is where there's a major machlokas we showed him about this Rambam. What else? Chulish and nishchutu bazara. So we know that's usher. What about Stam bringing something into the Azara? Am I allowed to walk into the Azara with a chair? Am I allowed to walk into the Azara with an orange? Is that Usher? I'm going to walk in, I'm going to walk out. And I'm Tahar. Nothing to do with bringing Tummy into the Azara. What does the Rambam say? V'lo behem achaya belvad, ela kol ha'chulin asur la'achisan la'azara. You can't bring any chulin into the Azara. Forget shchitas chulin ba'azara. You're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. Afilu basar shchuta operos v'pas. Even fruit and bread, you can't bring into the Beis HaMikdash. Im aver v'chnisan mutarn ba'achila k'shahayu. But I do hold that if you brought it in, it's asur, it's mutar ba'achila. V'dvarim elu kulin midivrei kabbalah hein. This is all midivrei kabbalah. So that's one controversial line of the Rambam. Is it really true? Anything you bring into the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Asur? So the Mishnah Melech here, in this huge Mishnah Melech, one of those huge five-column Mishnah Melechs, right, takes up a whole page. Right, says the Mishnah Melech, I quote the Machlokas, we've shown him here, whether the Rambam's right, he says, why should that be? Isn't Chulin Shnei Shchutu Ba'Azara? Isn't that only something that you could have been Makriv, and it's Chulin, and you bring in, so that's inappropriate. But something that's not Shayach to be Makriv in the Beis HaMikdash, that's included in this. It is Chulin Sheh Huvu La'Azara. So he has a suggestion. He goes to a suggestion by some that maybe look at the Rambam's examples. What are they? You could, anything you bring in, like Basar Shchuta Uperos Vapas. Maybe Dafka, those are Meduya, because Peros you have Bikurim, Pas you have Karban Minchas, which are Pas. So maybe Dafka those examples. But some, if you bring a chair into the base of Mikdash, maybe that's not Usur, even though the Rambam is giving a Kagon. But maybe those are Kagon specific type of examples. So that's a discussion, whether this is the Pshat of the Rambam. Or other Rishonim say, no, it's only Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'Azara. There's no Isser of Havas Chulin La'Azara. That's A. B, the last line of the Rambam is also problematic, what I didn't read yet. V'chol HaShochet Chulin Ba'Azara O HaOchel Kezayis Mipazar Chulin Shenishchutu Ba'Azara. If you Shech Chulin, Makin Oso Makas Mardus. You give him Makas Mardus, which generally is associated with Isser D'Rabbanan. Say, ask the Kesem Mishnah. Is it also to be D'Rabbanan? Again, our Gemara says Lab Daraisa. So we already have Rashi says not Asur Ba'Anah. Tosa says not Asur Ba'Achila. Maybe this Rambam seems to be of the opinion is not even us at the Shecht Mi Daraisa. So this is the Rabbanan. So the Kesset Mishnah can't accept it. He says it must be one of those examples that the Bakas Ma'adus with an Issa Daraisa. Because it says Divrei Kabbalah. So he can't accept that it's Drabbanan. Rabbi Kiva Eger also asks from another Rambam that he seems to hold this Drabbanan. But either way, that is the two issues in the Rambam. What is included in the Isra of going into the Azara? And number two, is it Daraisa or is it Drabbanan, even the Shechita? Okay, that is the Rambam. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Masa Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha asks, one second, now we're going to ask a couple of questions on the Shita of Rabbi Avohu. Remember, Rabbi Avohu's Chiddush is whenever it says in the Torah not to eat something, that really means you're not allowed to get any benefit from it, unless the Torah goes out of its way to tell you it's mutter. So says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Gid HaNasha, the Rachman HaAmar, Alkein Lo Yoklo B'nei Yisrael, Gid HaNasha, the Torah by Gid HaNasha, in Parshas VaYishlach, says B'nei Yisrael shouldn't eat the Gid HaNasha, Vitznan, and the Mishnah says, Sholeach Adam Yoreach, L'Nachri, V'Gid HaNasha, V'Socho, B'nei Shemekom Onikar, a person is allowed to send the Gid HaNasha as part of the thigh as a present to a non-Jew. Mipesha makomo nikar. Those last three words, what does that have to do with anything? Makomo nikar just means it's nikar on the animal whether the Gid HaNasha was taken out or not, so we're not worried that the non-Jew will sell it back to a Jew. The Jew's going to see that you sold this piece of meat to the non-Jew. He's going to say, wow, I want that piece of meat. He's going to go buy it, and he's going to assume maybe that the Gid HaNasha was taken out. Says the Mishnah, you don't have to worry about it. Because it's clear when you look at the animal whether the Gid HaNasha was taken out or not. So that's the second half of the Mishnah. But the first half of the Mishnah is what's important for us now. You're allowed to send it to a non-Jew. You're allowed to send it to a non-Jew. L'chor, that means it's mutter bahana. Because he's going to machzik yutova. What do you mean it's mutter bahana? It says lo yochlu. Lo yochlu, according to Rabbi Avohu, includes even Isser Hana. So says the Gemara, Kesava Rebbe Avohu, Kisha Hutra Nevela, He Vachelba Vagida Hutra. What do you mean? Rebbe Avohu already had a makar that Nevela is mutter, right? That's the source. Nevela says, Lo Yocha, Lo Sochlu, you can't eat, you can't get any hana from Nevela, but the Torah says that Nevela becomes mutter. That's the heter of Nevela to get hana from it. So when the Torah says Nevela is mutter, it includes all parts of the Nevela. It includes the meat, it includes the fat, it includes the gidin, the sinews. It includes the sinews. Ah, you're going to tell me Nevela. You're going to tell me this is not Nevela, this is a non-kosher, it might have gotten a proper shechit, that's not a Nevela. So Rashi says, the third wide line, once you're matir, certain gidin, so you can include all the gidin that become mutter bahana. That's how Rashi interprets it. Loshna Nevela, Loshna Kshera. according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't. You might. That's why he has the other mucker. What's that? Well, we're going to reject it for another reason in a minute. So you'll see, but maybe by the Maskana it'll help. So that's what the Gemara says, that when the Gemara Mater Nevela, it included the Gidin in that Heter also. Says the Gemara, Hani, Chlamant Amar Yesh Begidin Beno Saint Tam. Oh, Machlokes, Yesh Begidin Beno Saint Tam. What does that mean? We'll explain the Machlokes when we get to the end of the Gemara, but on the surface it means that do Gidin give off taste? Do Gidin give off taste? Therefore, they have the status of Basar. They have the status of Basar, therefore they're going to Aser other items that it is with. So that's the issue of Yeshur Ein Begidim Benosei Tam. So it says the Gemara, this fits to say that the Gemara includes Gidim when it mentions Psar Nevela, that fits according to the Manda Amar of Yeshur Begidim Benosei Tam. You could say it as the status of Basar. El Lamanda Amar Ein Begidim Benosei Tam, Michael Amemar. If you say Ein Begidim Benosei Tam, which is the Sheet in Mesechus Fulun that says Gidim the Gedanasha has no taste, it's tasteless, yet the Torah still answers it. It's Eitz Ba'alma, says the Gemara. It's like a piece of wood, but the Torah answers it. Zer Sakasiv, to remember Yaakov Avinu. So according to that shita, how can you say that it's included when the Torah matches basar nevela? It's not basar. How can you say it's included in that heter? So Michael Amemar, how can you say it's included? So back to the question of how do you have a, where's the marker for the heter of Gidan Asha? So says the Gemara, Mancha Amislay Damar Eid Begid Benosei Tam. Who is the one that says that Ein Begid Benosei Tam and it's like Eitz Ba'alma? Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. Titanya. As Reb Shimon says, Ho'ochlam gid hanasha shal behemet tzmeya, if you eat the gid hanasha of a non-kosher animal, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv, you're eating from the gid hanasha, he's mechayiv yushtayim, one for not kosher, and one for gid hanasha. We'll talk about the machlokas again in a minute. Reb Shimon poters, you know why Reb Shimon poters? Because Reb Shimon assumes, in begid de benosein tam, so number one, it's inedible, so therefore you're not going to be chayiv for non-kosher, because you're not eating anything edible from the non-kosher animal. Number two, you're not going to be chayav for gid, because ain't be gid, but osei tam, and the isser of gid was only said by kosher animals, not by non-kosher animals, which we'll learn why in a minute. But you see, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's the one that says ain't be gid, but osei tam. And you know what, says the Gemara? Rabbi Shimon, hachanami, asur bana. Rabbi Shimon says it's asur bana, and hachanami, you don't need a makar. He argues with that Mishnah that says you're allowed to send the guy the gid. He argues with that, because he says it's asur bana. Therefore, you don't have to find the makar to say, where do you know that gid is mutter? He says it's asur. Rabbi Shimon Oser. Rabbi Shimon Oser Bana, period. Therefore, you don't need a makar for that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is wrong, according to Rabbi Shimon. He argues on it. What's the... Yeah? Right, so Rabbi Yehuda is the one that you saw last before. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mutter Bana, because he holds Yesh Begidim Beno Saint Tam, so therefore, he would hold it's included in the Vela. What's this Machlokas about? Yesh Begidim, Ein Begidim. Ask the Rashba. Rashba says, ask a guy to taste it. Does it taste like something or not? Could you get the taste out of it or not? As the Gemara says, let the mikveila, let a non-Jewish chef taste it. So the Rashba says, again, how, you know, you don't want to say it's machlokas and mitzius. You hate to say that. So what's this? The Rashba says it's not. The Rashba says, no, there is a tam klisha. There's a dull taste. But you don't know. The machlokas is that taste good enough? So even if a klela tastes it, a non-Jewish chef, he's not going to be able to tell you if it's no say tam or not. So therefore, it's the machlokas is about, there is a certain standard. So is this taste enough to have the standard of no say tam or not? That's one way to interpret the machlokas. The Rashba quotes another way, and that is, no, the machlokas is that there are other types of nerves or sinews that go out of the gid. They're called, I've wrote it down here, kinokinos. Kinokinos. These are these other sinews. The machlokas is, are these kinokinos part of the gid or not? These kinokinos for sure have nesinas tam. The question is, are they included in the gid or not? So there are two ways to explain the machlokas, assuming that it's not a machlokas in mitzias. Tosfos here says, look at Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon Nami. It's mashma, what did we just say? That we interpreted that shita, that mishnah, that you're allowed to send the gid to the nachri. We interpreted it like Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the one that said that the gid is mutar ba'ana. Hiksha riva. Riva says he got a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to give a ganan to a present. Mat neschinam. So how could he be the author of that mishnah? That's one kasha. Tosfos gives an answer. Maybe he's a neighbor. Okay, let's deal with the second question. Third to last skinny line. Hiksha Hari Diorleans. Hechi Matzi Asi Kareb Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say you could send this present? Rabbi Yehuda Islay Beperkid Hanoshe. Zikid Hanoshe Asul Bnei Noach. Vikavar Al Bishon Lefevel Ositin Michsho. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that Gid Hanoshe is Asur for Bnei Noach also. Right? It's included. It's not what it's, maybe it's included in one of the Shavuot mitzvahs, included in Eber Menachai, but somehow it's also Libnei Noach too. So how can you send him a present? Libnei Iver. You're giving him a Gid Anasha. It's like sending a non-Jew a trade hamburger. So V'yomari, I'll get more to Libnei Iver and Amid Beis. V'yomari, a Chiddush, Delo Kasha Midi. So according, you know what this Shita holds? You know what Rabbi Yehuda holds? When he says it's Aser to Bnei Noach, he doesn't mean to all non-Jews nowadays. He says, Delo Ka Aser El Bnei Yaakov Dafka, to Kodem Matan Torah Ikru Bnei Noach, to Holo Nishnas Pesinai. When he said it's Aser to Bnei Noach, it means to the Jews before Matan Torah. It was Aser to them. That's his Chiddush. But it doesn't mean to the Bnei Noach nowadays. This Tosfos, this line, touches on two different issues. First of all, what's the other Shita then? There are other Shitas that argue with that Rabbi Yehuda and say it wasn't Aser to Bnei Noach. So for what do they hold? What does that Shita hold against Rabbi Yehuda? It must be that they hold even less, that it wasn't Aser to them. It wasn't Aser to them? Doesn't the Pasuk say it was Aser to them? Akein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael esged anasha? So this Tosfos touches on two important sugyas which we've discussed in the past. Number one is, what was the status of the Jewish people before Matan Torah? This was the year we had Shavuos night. Were they Bnei Noach with a couple extra mitzvahs? Okay, Bnei Noach with Mila and with Gid Anasha and with a couple extra mitzvahs, and they got Shabbos and Paraduma also before Matan Torah. That's one way to look at it. This is the suffix of the Parashas Drachim, which is the Mishnah L'Malach Sefer. He was the one that had the suffix out. Or do you say, no, they were Jewish with a couple less mitzvahs. They had Kedushas Yisrael, but they didn't have full mitzvahs yet. That's a major discussion with a lot of nafkaminas in terms of how could Yaakov marry two sisters, Moshe's parents be an aunt and a nephew, and there's a lot of discussion in the kiyum of the avos of Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna is based on this idea. What was the nature of the tefillah at Shas Matan Torah? Was it a tefillah shel gerus, or was it a tefillah just of Hosafas Kedusha? So this Tosfos touches on that, because he says, though when he says Bnei Noach, he really means Bnei Yaakov. That's one issue. But the other issue is, why does he say the machlokas is? This sheet is like Rabbi Yaakov said, according to Yehuda, it wasn't usher to the Bnei Yaakov. It was only usher to the Bnei Yaakov. But the other sheet must hold then that it was not even usher to them. So this is really a machlokas rishonim, which we mentioned in the past in another context. The Mishnah says in Chulin, the machlokas that we just quoted from a brisa, exactly the same Mishnah in Chulin. The gid anasha of a non-kosher animal, is it usher or not? Says Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher. But the Mishnah quotes, what's his raya? What's Rabbi Yehuda's raya that a gid of an anasha of a non-kosher animal is usher? So the Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf says, he knows it's usher. He says, V'alo b'bnei Yaakov neser gid hanasha, v'hadayin behem etzmei meteres lehen. The Shvatim didn't eat Gid Anasha. They didn't have Hilchas Kashrus yet. So you're going to tell me it only applies to kosher animals? No, you see it apply to all animals. The Gid Anasha was applied even before Kashrus came into the world. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. Amru lo the Chachamim, who we know is Rabbi Shimon, say back, B'sinai Namar El Shenechta Bimkomo. No! That Pasuk of Al Kain was said B'sinai, but it was just written in its place. What does that mean? It's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam here on this Mishnah. Rashi says, you know what it means? That pasuk was put in later by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was not usher to the Bnei Noach. The Shvatim ate the Gid Hanasha. If you read the psukim, it even sounds like a narrator talking. It sounds like that Al Kain pasuk. You read the psukim, it sounds like it was stuck in afterwards. That Shitas Rashi. Rashi says, Pasuk says, Yisiru la b'sinai namru, v'ad sinai lo husaru. Unbelievable. You read the Torah, it sounds like the Shvatim didn't get anasha. Says Rashi, no. That Pasuk wasn't there. Moshe Rabbeinu put that Pasuk in. El shenechla b'mkomo, chas v'shalom. Let me just say parenthetically, chas v'shalom, this is no basis for the apikarsim who say that there was added on to Torah. There was Torah A and B and all the different parts of the Torah and added on after. This is Moshe Rabbeinu himself when he put the Torah together. This is not anything later than Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, El shenechla b'mkomo la'achar shenemar b'sinai. Because of it, see that Moshe has a Torah, k'sava mikrazeh, ala ma'isa. That's where he put it based to the reason. But really it was later. So again, what Tosva says seems to be a machlokas rishonim here. Tosva is machlokas tanoim. Machlokas rishonim called the Rashi. It wasn't usher to them. That's what the Chacham say back to Rabbi Yehuda. What are you talking about? It's al b'tzina namal shenachlim imkomo. Says the Rambam here. Remember the Rambam? The Rambam says no. Nit natorav neschach halacha. That's where this Rambam is. If you never saw that Rambam, you got to look at that Rambam in the Pirshim Mishnah is there. The Rambam says, of course it was usher to them. But you know what? We don't learn halacha from before Matan Torah. It was usher to them. So what? There's a lot of things that happened before Matan Torah, and that's not binding upon us. The history of a mitzvah, says the Rambam, can be before Matan Torah. But the reason we do mitzvahs, the obligation, is only because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, and his big raya, is the Gemara in the Makkos, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, right? And we got Taryag Mitzvahs from Moshe. It doesn't say we got 606 from Moshe with seven holdovers. No, we got Taryag Mitzvahs from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the defining moment in terms of our obligation. And that is why, even though Parshas Vayechi says the brothers sat Shiva, the Rambam says, mourning midaraisa is one day. And the brothers sat for 7 days. It's only Drabanan. The brother says that. No, nitna tarvis kash halacha. You don't learn halacha from that. And Aver ben Achai and Brismila and all these are because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do it. That's the pshat of the chachamim. Don't bring me rias from before Har Sinai. B'sinai namar alshen after mimkomo. Nitna tarvis kash halacha. A lot of nafkaminas we've spoken about in the past. At the end, if there's more time, we'll hazard them. But that is the machlokas. So the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam seems to be. That's exactly what Tosa says. Is the machlokas Tanaim here whether the shvatim ate gid hanasha or not. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Vaharei Dam. So next kash on Rabbi Yabo. Again, Rabbi Yabo, who says that every time it says don't eat something, it includes Isser Hanah, unless it says otherwise. Vaharei Dam, Drachman Amar Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Sochal Dam. The Torah says don't eat blood, which according to Rebo means don't even get Hana'ah from blood. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, Elu Elam Sarim Ba'arma, the blood of the various karbanos that you bring on Yom Kippur, they're poured in, you know, on the southwest side of the Mizbeach, on the base, there were two little holes, one on the west side, one on the south side. So most karbanos, most shirayim of karbanos were poured in the south, on the hole on the little south side. And it went underneath into this underground pipe, and it went out of Yerushalayim, into Nachal Kidron. On Yom Kippur, they used the west hole also, the chatos pnimios, the blood of the inner, the special karbanos that were brought inside, that was sprinkled inside, the leftover blood was poured into that hole. So says the Mishnah, Elu, all these bloods mixed into the arm of this underground pipe, V'yotzen l'nachal Kidron, and it goes out to the Nachal, v'nim kar l'gananin, and it's sold to people who took care of gardens, losabel, I guess it was good for fertilizer, umalinbo. And there is, though, by the way, an iser me'ila to these bloods. Tosfos says only means Rabbanan, because the concept of me'ila, the iser of getting hanah from something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, does not apply on a deraisa level after the object was used for what it's supposed to be used for. That's called Na'asis Mitzvaso. After Na'asis Mitzvaso, it's only Drabanan. Okay, so it's only Midrabanan. Malinbo, there's an Isser Me'ila Midrabanan. Rashi also says that you bought it. You didn't just stay here. That you're allowed to use the Hanah. What do you mean it's supposed to be Hanah? It says you're not allowed to eat Dam, which according to Rebos means you're not allowed to get Hanah from Dam. Says the Gemara, Shiny Dam, this Kishlamai. No, blood is different because it's compared to water. Dechsiv, the pasuk that we had earlier, Losochlu, Alarasish, Renukamayim, don't eat blood, pour it on the ground like water. Mamai Mutarim, Avdam Mutter. So you see, Dam is compared to water, just like water is Mutter, so too Dam. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Ema Kamayim, Hamid is Snasl, Makabayam is Bayach. Not all water is Mutter. Right? On Sukkis, Nisach HaMayim, that water is inherently Kadosh, so therefore maybe it's like that water, which is Aser Banah. So Amar Yivavo, Kemayim Rov Mayim. No, it means like most water. Most water. Most of the days of the year, you know, water is Mutter. So the Gemara says, Midi Rov Mayim Siv? The Pasuk doesn't say Rov Mayim, it says Kemayim. So it could be referring to any Mayim. So El Amar Ravashi, no, Kemayim HaNishpachim, below Kemayim HaNisachin. The Pasuk says, Tishpachenu Kemayim. So you can see the category is Mayim that's nishpach, that's poured out on the ground, not Mayim that is nisach, that is specifically poured onto the mizbeach. That's the category, and all Mayim ha-nishpachim is mutter. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema k'mayim ha-nishpachim ufei avodah zarah. You could also have a case where water is aser, where you're shofech Mayim in front of avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam nami nisach ikri. That would also be called nisach. It wouldn't be called nishpach. Nisach is a more elegant, a more a different type of pouring. You're not shofech something in front of avodah zarah or on the mizbeach lahavdil. You're menasech it. That's a more elegant type of action. So that's why that's the makos. That's why there's no problem with yayin because it's compared to more problem with dam because it's compared to mayim. Says the Gemara, Ulechizkiyah l'may hilchasa. What about according to Chizkiyah l'may hilchasa ishkis dam l'mayim? Remember, according to Chizkiyah was the first opinion that we had on Amud Beis yesterday. He was one that said, no, this is a specific limud by chametz to teach me it's aser b'hanah. So you don't need the makar of dam be compared to mayim to tell me it's mutar b'hanah. Because whenever he says lo sochal, means don't eat it. Chizkiyah doesn't say it's a general issue of isra ana. So why do you need this comparison of dam and mayim? L'kid Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, to the halacha that you had at the end of the first parak. To Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin l'dam kachim sheino machshir. Remember these dafim? Right? How do you know that dam kachim is not machshir l'kabel tumah? If dam touches something, sh'ne'emar lo sochlenu, ala resh shvachanu kamayim, dam sh'nishva kamayim machshir, sh'nishva kamayim in a machshir. So that's what you learn from the connection, that only dam that is poured on the ground is machshir, but dam that is not poured on the ground, meaning it is caught because you have the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Hadam, speaking on his back, that Dam is not Makshir L'Kabal Tumah. That's what you learn from the connection of Mayim and Dam. Period. Next question. V'harei Eiver Men Hachai. What about Eiver Men Hachai? Eiver Men Hachai, a limb of a live animal. D'chsev lo socha ha-nefesh im ha-basar. It says that you're not allowed to eat the nefesh im ha-basar. And Rashi quotes the Gemara that nefesh here is a reference to Eiver Men Hachai. You're not allowed to eat the soul of the animal while it's basar, meaning while the animal is still alive, you're not allowed to eat part of the animal. That pasuk is a reference to Eiver Men Hachai. So you see Eiver Men Hachai is asur. And again, according to Rabbi Yavo, this pasuk must include Isser Hanoha. Yet, Vitanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, yeah, Rabbi Nassan says, Minayin, Shalo Yoshit Adam Kos Yayin Lanazir, Ve'Ever Benachai Lebene Noach. How do you know that you're not allowed to pass a cup of wine to a Nazir, or Ever Benachai to a Ben Noach? Tam Bomar, Vilifne Iver, Lositin Mikshol, right? That's the halacha, Lifne Iver. But it sounds like the only problem here is the Lifne Iver problem. But let's say without a Lifne Iver problem, let's say to give it to your dog, Holoklavim Shari. Sounds like that per se it's mutter ba'na. It's only a lifnei iver problem. Another kashan Rabbi Yavahu, right? How could it be mutter? It should be asur. Where's the heter of Eiver Men Hachai? So Gemara says, shiny Eiver Men Hachai diskish l'dam. No, Eiver Men Hachai is compared to dam, which we already know has a heter. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, rak chazak levilti achol hadam, ki hadam hu ha-nefesh. Nefesh is a reference to Eiver Men Hachai, and you see it's connected to dam. So just like dam has the heter, so too Eiver Men Hachai has the heter. Let's do a little more, and then we'll talk about Lifnei Iver for a minute. So the same question that we asked before, Chizkiyah doesn't need this comparison. So therefore, according to Chizkiyah, why is Eiver Menachai compared to Dam? Amar Lacha, Dam hu de'iskish l'Eiver Menachai. No, the opposite. Dam is compared to Eiver Menachai. Ma Eiver Menachai aser, af damin hachai aser. Not only can you not eat the limb of a live animal, also the blood of a live animal is also aser. Ve'ezezeh, which dam of an animal? Ze dam ha-kazah sha-nefesh yotzobo. Or the dam that comes out when the animal is alive or as it's dying. Rashi explains different stages of blood shooting out of the animal's neck. And the blood that's considered dam hakaza, that comes out, starts trickling out, that's shooting out, the first stages are all considered dam hakaza when the animal is still alive, and therefore that is what is aser min hachai. Period. There is a big discussion of lifnei iver. We've touched on some of the issues in the past, and that is, what about lifnei iver l'sita mikshol? The minchas chinuch is bothered by the pshutel shel mikra. If you look at the Rambam, you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, they do not mention it is usher to put a rock in front of a blind person. When they quote lifnei iver l'sita mikshol, they don't mention this, that it's usher to put a block in front of a blind person. And the minchas chinuch is metame. He leaves the Sarachian. Okay, it's not the best thing to do, but is it aser mishum lifnei iver l'sita mikshol? It sounds like you look at Rashi, al Torah, you look at the Chinuch, look at the Rambam, they don't mention it. Okay, so it's aser mishum hezek. But isn't it aser mishum lifnei iver l'sita mikshol? The Gemara in Yavama says there's only one exception to eina mikra yosim de pshuta. The pasuk in Kisei say vaya b'char asher teled. B'char asher teled, yachav ha-shem, achav ha-meis, by yibum, b'char really means the brother, the oldest brother. That's the only exception. Right. Sorry? So ayin tachazayin, you have to. I think we asked that the last time I mentioned it, but again, you have to say that's in lieu of. That's more of a you do. There is some shudah shel mikra of ayin tachazayin. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. What about isn't that included? So he leaves the Betzarach Ian. So we mentioned before that the Klayakar answer. The Klayakar says no. What does the pasuk say? With the evil l'siti mikshav yareisam yalokecha ani Hashem. So what does Rashi always say? What does ani Hashem mean? Ani Hashem means and yareisam yalokecha. Something that only Hashem knows about, that people looking at it from the outside won't know if you're doing something wrong or not. But Hashem says, Ani Hashem, I know that you're doing something wrong. So says the Klayakar on the Pasuk. Putting a rock in front of a blind person is obviously the wrong thing to do. People see you doing that, they're going to look at you and know that you're doing something wrong. So you can't say that's what the Pasuk's talking about. That's not over Yerei Samei Elokecha. Everybody realizes that. So that's why you have Gadaf Gadarshin that it's talking about giving bad advice. No sin, Eitz HaRosh, Ein HaHogen Eslo. That's why they don't include it. Of course, it's usher for other reasons, but it's not included in Lifnei Iver because you have to look at the whole pasuk as a unit. Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Mishnah, Yerei Samei Elokecha, Yashem. The second half of the pasuk tells us how to understand the first half of the pasuk. One. Two, there is another major problem with the Sefer HaChinuch Shita, the potential problem. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis says, the Isser of Lifnei Iver, Lo Lahachshil B'nei Yisrael, La Seish Lohem Eitzara, is usher to give a Jew bad advice. Avon Niyasher Osam Kshish Lo Eitzah, but give them good advice. And that's Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel. Ask the Minchas Chinuch right away, B'nei Yisrael, what about our Gemara? You can't give Iver Menachai to a guy. So what's the Sefer HaChinuch talking about? Only B'nai Yisrael. And then he says, and if you're going to tell me this answer, I don't like it. But which answer does he suggest? He suggests that maybe there are, and this is what other Achronim say, maybe there are two parts of Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver, there's part giving bad advice. That's one part of Lifnei Iver. But also, the other part of Lifnei Iver is facilitating somebody doing an Aveira. Those are two parts, that's what Argamor is talking about. And says the Sefer HaChinuch, says the Minchas Chinuch, to suggest with the Sefer HaChinuch, that maybe that's the answer. The issue of helping somebody do an Aveira, that applies Jew and non-Jew. Either one. Giving bad advice, that's a separate din, Adam L'Chavero, and that, you know, can say it's a din, it's not a good thing to do it to Akum, but the higher standard the Torah says, giving bad advice, that's specifically to Bnei Yisrael and not to the Umos HaOlah. That's his chiluk. Why would you say there's such a difference? So the Sefer HaChinuch and other Achronim continue, that because when it comes to an Aveira, helping Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel, helping somebody do an Aveira, you know why that's Usur? Because I get a chiluk of that Aveira. So it doesn't matter who I'm causing. If I'm causing an Aveira, I get a little chaluk of that Aveira. That's why it's going to be Aser Jew or non-Jew. Masha'en came when it comes to Eitzara. So that's nothing to do with an Aveira. That's just bad advice. So bad advice, you can say all Dinim of Ben Adam HaChaveira only apply to Jews and not to non-Jews. That helps explain the Sefer HaChinuch, why it limits it to Bnei Yisrael. And again, the assumption of that approach touches on the issue that's discussed, a major discussion in the Achronim, and that is, how do you look at Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshel? If I cause you to do the Aveira of Nevela and Nazir and this and that, is that all the same exact thing in Shemayim? In my scorecard in Shemayim, do I get 10 demerits on the Lifnei Iver scorecard? Or there is no, that's one approach, that's what's called Prati, it's specific to every Aveira? Or do you say, no, it's Klali. I'm sorry, I just said the Klali one. Do I get 10 demerits on my Lifnei Iver scorecard? That's a general Lifnei Iver issue, or no? On every Aveira scorecard in the Shemayim, on my list, on my Treif scorecard, I have a section that I ate or I caused. And every time I cause an Aveira, it's as if I did a little of that Aveira. It's prati. It's specific. That is a major discussion in the Achronim, and it has a lot of nafkaminas. What happens if you try to get someone to do an Aveira and they didn't do it in the end? Right? Do I violate Lifnei Iver? I did my best, but I didn't do it in the end. What happens if you know, you cause somebody to do your Lifnei Iver of one of the big three Averis. Is that Yahari Val Yavar? If somebody goes over to you and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Right? So if somebody says, kill Reuven, so you know Yahari Val Yavar. What if somebody tells you, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you? Is that Yahari Val Yavar? So again, it might depend, is Lifnei Iver of an Avera like the Avera? Or no, it's a more general, that's Machlokas, Balamar, Ramban, and Sanhedrin. Another Nafkamina is, what happens if you're machshel somebody in an Issa D'Rabbanan? Do you violate Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa? So again, is it connected to the specific Aveira or not? Others say maybe that's at least like bad advice, so it's not worse than that. It's not better than that. Either way, there are a lot of issues that are connect to this issue of Lifnei Iver, but again, this answer that they give to the Sefer HaChinuch, that maybe there are two parts of Lifnei Iver, bad advice versus causing somebody to do Averis, and causing somebody to do Averis even applies to non-Jews because it's you consider it as if you get part of that Aveira, the assumption is that Lifnei Iver is an Isser Prati, not an Isser Klali. Okay. Continuing the Gemara, Viharei Shor HaNiskal, that's Shor, an ox that killed a person, and therefore has a chiyuv to be killed. Shor HaNiskal, Derachmana Amar Lo Ye'achel Es Bisaro, the Torah says that its meat is not allowed to be eaten. V'tanya, the Braisa says, Mimashu Shemana Shenemar Yosocho Yisachel HaShor, once the Torah says you have to stone the ox, Eini Yodea Shehu Nevela, don't I know if you stone it, it's going to be a Nevela, it doesn't get Shechita, V'Nevela Asur Bachila, and I already know Nevela is Asur Bachila. U'matam Alom Alo Yechel, so why do I have to have a special pasuk to teach me not to eat the meat of a Shor HaNiskal? Magad L'cha HaKasev, the pasuk is teaching me, Shem Shachto L'achar Shining Bardino Asur, that even once it gets the Gemar Din of a Shor HaNiskal, even if you went and then shechted it, it's still usher. Even though it's not an Avela, it's still usher to benefit from that Basar Shachut, which is a Shor HaNiskal. Amli ela ba'achila. This is only I know that it's aser ba'achila. Ba'hana'a minayin. How do I know that the basar of ashar niskal is aser even ba'hana'a? Tamalomar. Because the other pasuk, uba'al hashar naki. The Baal Hashar literally will be clean. The owner of this ox will be clean. My mashma, what does that mean? Shimon ben Zama Omer, ka'adam sha'omer lachaveiro, like a person says to his friend, yotza ploni naki minachasav. He's clean from that possession, ve'imlo bo'emana shoklum, and he doesn't have any hana from that busser. So what do you see from this brisa? Time at the chasav of Baal Hashar naki. The only reason that it's aser b'hana sounds like because you have this extra limud of Baal Hashar naki. But what about from lo yeachel isra achila mashma isra achana lo mashma? But it sounds like that lo yeachel here would only teach me isra achila, and that's why you need the extra plastic of isra hana. Rashi points out that this is a kasha both on Rabbi Yavahu and on Chizkia. According to Rabbi Yavahu, because every lashon of sochal includes hana, but here it's even nifal lo yeachel. So even Chizkiah should say it should automatically be aser b'hana. Why do you need the separate pasuk of ubal hashar naki? Says the Gemara, lo olam lo yeachel isra achila v'isra hana mashma. Really, in general, you're right. Lo yeachel here it means isra achila and hana. Ubal hashar naki, that pasuk, you're right. According to Chizkiah and Rabbi Yavoh, they would not use that pasuk to teach me aser b'hana, because they already know that from the general rule. They wouldn't use that to teach me lahana'as oro hu da'asa. They would use that to teach me that the bailim can't even benefit from the skin. They can't even take the skin home from the shar. Again, the skin was a valuable item. Right? The skin, there was always a discussion of karbanos. Who gets the skin? Right? The kohanim, the bailim. So here, you might have thought that the shar niskal is usur, but it only applies to the meat. Kamash malam, baal shar naki, you can't have any part of the animal, even the skin. What it will matter, so it might not, so according to that, even if, it might not matter whether it was an avail or shafted. That's in the original limudim according to that mandamar. But again, according to Chizkiah Beivo, they would argue on that. So maybe they would argue on that too. You have to work out the limudim. So the continues the Gemara, the itzrich, and you would need to tell me this chiddush. You might say the itzrich is only limited to the basar, not to the or. Kamash malon. That's why you have to tell me the limud to include even the skin. Ulahanach. If we have time, I'll tell you machlokas, but let's continue. Ulahanach tanoi de mafki leila haikrol jasher achrina. There are other tanoi, and there are other opinions in the other Gemaras where this is quoted in Baba Kama that learn the iser of or from other psukim. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Ulahanach tanoi de mafki leila haikrol jasher achrina lechazik over the beivados. They use this pasuk of Baal Hashar Naki to teach me other halachos. Chati kofer. What does that mean? Usually, when an animal kills a person, you have to pay what's called kofer, some type of redemption money. So these are machlokas, whether a tam, a shor, the first three times it gores, is it chayiv and chatzi kofer? Or is it no, it's all or nothing. A mu'ad pays kofer, a tam pays nothing. So, according to the opinion that says he does not pay chatzi kofer, he learns it from this pasuk. And according to the mandamar of Demei Vlados, what's Demei Vlados? That's the case of Mishpatim, where a person is fighting and he hits a woman and she loses her Vlados. So the Gemara says, the Torah says, only if the woman lives, you have to pay for the Demei Vlados, but if the woman dies, Rachman al-Litzlan, so then you don't have to pay for the Demei Vlados, that's the rule of Kim Le'Bedraba Minei. If you're Chayiv Misa, you're not Chayiv Mamon. So that's one of the makoros for Kimlay, Demei Vlados. So according to those mandamars that use this pasuk to teach me the patur of chatzi kofer Demei Vlados, hanas or min alahu, how do you know that it's aser bahana, the or is aser bahana? So nafgalume es besaro, es atafel besaro. They learn it from the extra word es. Es bisaro, es hatafel bisaro. What's tafel to the bus or the skin? The idach and the other opinion. Es lo darish. They don't darish in the word the extra word es. Kedit tanya. Here we go. Shimon amsuni. Varmel nechem yamsuni. Hayadorish kol es shabat Torah. Nechem yor Shimon amsuni darshin every s in the Torah. He darshin something from every word s. Kiven shigil es hashem lakechatira. So he did all four svarim bereishis shmos veikra b'midbar. Every s he got something. He came to say for dvarim es hashem lakechatira. Boom. Piresh. He stopped. Amrulot Hamid of Rebbe, Kalasin Shadarasha Matahealan. What about your life's work? Kalasin Shabbat Torah, what's going to be? He stopped because he says, what could you add on to as Tashem? As Hashem al Kachatir, he can't be marred by anything. So that's why he gave it all up, right? And that's who this opinion hold like. They don't darshan Essen. They hold like from the Chemye after he was Choser. They don't darshan Essen. But the Talmidim said, Rebbe, what's going to be with your life's work? Amrulahem. No, just like I got schar on the darshaning, I'm going to get schar on the not darshaning. Ask the Ben Yoyada, what schar did he get on the darshaning? He got schar on Olam Hazeh already? How does he know he got schar? So the Ben Yehuda said, no, schar mitzvah mitzvah. He assumed that the schar, every time he darshaned one S, is that he got to figure out and do the next S. That's the schar mitzvah, that's that I got my schar already. That was able to come up with the next sugya. So he says, I'm going to give it all up. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'dara sash Hashem alakech atira l'rabos tamidech hachamim. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, I could darshan the word S, Hashem alakech atira l'rabos tamidech hachamim. Two thoughts on this one, we mentioned before, one we have it. Rabbi Yehuda darshan every single S in the Torah. And he couldn't do this one? And Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva know that he didn't know? Rabbi Akiva all of a sudden came up with it. The Chem Yidash and everyone, he couldn't come up with Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva had? What Rabbi Akiva had that he didn't have? So the answer given is that no, Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe like the Chem Yidash Suni. Rabbi Akiva had somebody who was willing to throw everything away for the MS. Because he said, I must be wrong, I'm going to throw away everything that I've done. Oh, L'Rabos Tamid HaChachamim. Now I know what a Tamid HaChacham is. Somebody who's so kafuf, so meshubah to the MS. Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe like Chemi Hamsuni. After he saw what happened, L'Rabos Tamid HaChachamim. That's why he was able to do it, and Nechemi Hamsuni didn't. That's one Ha'ara. Another Ha'ara that I saw the Mefarshim ask, the Rishonim already asked. The Tosfos Rashi Kiddushin asks, earlier in Sefer Dvarim is the Pasuk, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Right, so why is he so bothered by Hashem Elokecha Tira? V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha is earlier. So the Tosfos Rashi Kiddushin Nun Zayin says, "Oh, it must be that you can't add on anything to Avas Hashem." He thought maybe you could add something onto. That's why he wasn't bothered by that. That he assumed that you could be Marba Tamid Chachamim, but Yiras Hashem not. He doesn't really explain it though. So if you look in the Maharil, according to the Biur Adaf here, quoted by the Maharil, he's like, Avas Hashem is not so bad, because we know there's a Kazav of Avlo Recha Kamocha. Avas Hashem means you love something, you come close to them. So at least it's shayach to discuss, even though it's very different, but to discuss Avas Reyim and Avas Hashem in the same plastic, okay, you could, it's in the same world at least, Larabos. But when it comes to Yira, what's Yira? Yira Saromamos. Yiras Haromos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness? Is it Shayach to talk about Yiras Harav? Okay, it says in Pirkei Avos, more Rabach Kamor Shamayim, on a Hashkafic level. But the nitty gritty, if you get down to it, Yirav Hashem is nothing like Yirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Luch Ora. Yirav Hashem and Yirav HaRebbe is very different. You will think that there are two gods. Chas v'shalom. Right? You have to fear this one and fear that one. So that's why he was worried. He didn't want to darshan it. He wasn't worried about v'hav l'shem elkecha. But comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, don't worry about it. Now, there's still the difference. There could be there's a concept of Yiras Mikdash, even though Yiras Mikdash means Yira from the one who is in the Mikdash, but there's also a concept of Yiras Rabo. You can have it, even though it'll be on a different level. But it's interesting. That's what they talk about here. What did Rabbi Akiva have that Rabbi Chanan HaMsuri didn't have? And number two is why didn't they darshan in the first pasuk via Avas Hashem, and the only was already bothered by Yiras Hashem? Okay, we'll stop here. We start with Orla tomorrow morning. Today's shir was Lezecher Nishmas Shraga Chayvel Ben Esther Rivka, Rabbi Wagner. Oh, no, Ben, what's his father's name? I know his father's name. Okay, Ben Avram. Okay.